Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Good PM Life Podcast. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, your host, and today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have a Q&A session where I answer your questions about breaking into the world of project management. So whether you're transitioning from maybe another field, or you're looking for advice on some certifications, or maybe you're just even wondering how to nail your first project management role, this episode has something for everyone. So I want you to stay tuned as we tackle these questions from listeners all over the globe. And I want you to get ready to walk away with actionable steps and real world insights to kickstart your PM career. So let's just go ahead and get started. All right, our first question comes from Sarah, and she's in Austin, Texas, and she asks, I've been working in an administrative role for the past 5 years, and I've always been the go-to person for coordinating office events and team projects. So I'm considering transitioning into project management, but I really don't know where to start. So can you tell me what the first steps are that I should take to make this career shift? Well, I just want to start off by saying that, Sarah, you are definitely on your way to getting into project management. So you've already done some projects in the past, but the first step is to build a solid understanding of what project management entails and how your existing skills can translate into the role. So as someone who has already coordinated events and projects, you're likely very familiar with planning and organizing and even multitasking, all of which are very important in project management. So these are the things that I want you to do, Sarah, is I want you to start researching the fundamentals of project management. And I want you to use resources like the Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, which is the PMBOK guide. And here you're going to understand key concepts and terminology. Also, I want you to enroll in beginner-friendly project management courses on platforms like Coursera, Udemy, LinkedIn Learning, and even PMI.org. And here is where you're going to learn and gain foundational knowledge. Also, I want you to start networking with other project managers. I have talked in the past about networking with project managers at different associations, networking events, even on LinkedIn. I want you to take the time to connect with other PMs because here you're going to learn from their experiences and their insights. Lastly, I want you to continue managing small projects in your current role, just like you've been doing. And here, by managing the small projects, you're going to build hands-on experience. So some examples are going to include things like organizing office-wide initiatives, streamlining internal processes, or potentially leading a small team for specific tasks. So with your experience thus far, it's going to be very easy for you to get into project management as a career. All right, let's move on to question number two. And this question comes from Mike from Chicago. He says, I've been working in retail for over 10 years and I don't have a college degree. So I'm really interested in becoming a project manager, but I worry that my lack of formal education might hold me back. How can I break into the field? This is such a great question. And it's a major misconception that you need to have a college degree in order to get into project management. It's actually not true. So while a college degree can be helpful, it's not always necessary to become a successful project manager. Many employers actually value hands-on experience and relevant certifications just as much, if not more, so than formal education. So your extensive retail background likely includes transferable skills like managing teams, meeting deadlines, handling customer projects. Do those sound familiar? These are the things I talk about in previous episodes. So this is what I want you to do, Mike. I want you to start by identifying specific skills you've gained from retail. Just go ahead and write those down. And these are the things like inventory management, team leadership, or conflict resolution. I also want you to enroll in an entry-level certification program like Certified Associate in Project Management. We talked about certifications in the last episode. And here, you will be able to demonstrate your commitment and your knowledge. And I also want you to gain practical experience, and I want you to do this by volunteering to manage projects in your community or workplace. And this could be things such as organizing a charity drive or improving store workflows. And then lastly, I want you to make sure that you highlight your experience on your resume and on your LinkedIn profile. And I want you to use examples of how you've managed tasks, resources, and timelines. You're well on your way. All right, let's move on to another question. Now, this question comes from Priya, and she's from San Jose, California. And she asks, I've been hearing a lot about project management tools like Trello, Asana, and Microsoft Project. As someone new to the field, how important is it for me to learn these tools, and which ones should I focus on? So my answer here is that familiarity with project management tools is actually very critical. You have to know how to use the tools and in what situations. So these tools are actually used widely to plan, track, and communicate within the projects. So these tools make it easier to stay organized. You can manage tasks efficiently, which are actual key aspects of the role. So in order to get started, I want you to start with user-friendly tools like Trello or Asana. They actually have a very easy-to-use system, and they actually have free versions which are suitable for beginners. So you can easily create a sample project to practice. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to explore tutorials or some short courses on YouTube or LinkedIn Learning, and this is to deepen your knowledge of these tools. I also want you to learn advanced tools like Microsoft Project or Smartsheet as you progress. And this is particularly if you're interested in industries like construction or IT, where these tools are actually very commonly used. And I want you to highlight your proficiency in these tools on your resume in LinkedIn. They're going to look for keywords associated with these project tools. It's super important for you to do that. So Priya, this is where I would start. Yes, you should be very familiar with project management tools and start digging in. All right, our next question comes from Carlos from Miami, Florida. And he asks, I've heard that project management is in demand, but I'm not sure which industries offer the most opportunities for project managers. Wow, this is such a great question. He asks, can you shed some light on this? Of course. So PM skills are in demand across a wide range of industries, including IT, construction, healthcare, marketing, finance, manufacturing, and that's just a small handful. Emerging fields like renewable energy, e-commerce, maybe some tech startups are also presenting very exciting opportunities for project managers. Each industry, you know, has its own unique needs and challenges. So researching and aligning your skills with an industry that interests you can be super beneficial. So what I want you to start doing, Carlos, is I want you to start firstly by researching job boards like Glassdoor or Indeed or LinkedIn to identify industries with high demand for project managers in your area. You can do a quick search. I also want you to join industry-specific groups and forums to understand trends and requirements. And lastly, I want you to tailor your resume and skills to align with the industry you want to enter. So for example, if you want to enter into the IT space, make sure that you tailor your resume with your IT experience. Great question. All right, we're just kind of blowing through these. All right, now, so question number 5 comes from Lisa. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. And she asks, I've been managing projects informally for years, but I'm really struggling to articulate my experience on my resume. How can I effectively showcase my transferable skills and project accomplishments? All right, so when it comes to your resume, you know, crafting a project management focused resume requires highlighting your relevant experience and quantifying your achievements. This means dollar figures if you can. I want you to use action-oriented language, and this is going to describe your contributions and your outcomes. So a couple of action items for you. First, I want you to use a professional resume template that includes a dedicated section for PM skills and accomplishments. That's going to highlight your skills. Next, I want you to quantify your achievements with metrics. Things like I mentioned earlier, dollar amounts, which is budget savings, potentially team size, or even project duration. And lastly, don't forget to use action verbs like managed, coordinated, and implemented to describe your role. You want to show that you were taking charge and taking lead of initiatives. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. All right. Let's see. The next one we've got is actually from Tokyo, Japan. So this is Akira in Tokyo, Japan. She asks, do I need to specialize in a specific project management methodology like Agile or Waterfall, or is it better to be flexible across multiple methods? So specializing in a specific methodology can actually give you an edge in certain industries, but I want you to remain flexible. And I want you to remain flexible and knowledgeable about multiple approaches, which actually makes you more versatile. So many organizations use hybrid methodologies, so having a broad understanding of is often more valuable. So to start, I want you to learn the basics of popular methodologies like Agile and Waterfall and Scrum, and you can do this through books and online courses. Next thing I think that would be a good idea for you to do is I think you should get certified in one methodology that aligns with your industry. So for example, Scrum Master certification in IT, Prince 2 for government projects. And then lastly, practice applying those methodologies in real or simulated projects. It will give you a better feel of the different methodologies. Okay, so let's move on to question number 7. This question is from Raj, and he is from Seattle, Washington. And he asks, how can I find a mentor in project management to guide me in my career transition? So a mentor can actually provide invaluable guidance, insights, and encouragement as you transition into project management. Networking is the key to finding that right mentor. So I want you to join some professional associations like the PMI, which is the Project Management Institute. And here you can be able to connect with experienced project managers. Also, you can probably find some local or virtual industry events, conferences, or webinars where you can meet all sorts of project managers. And then lastly, you can reach out to professionals on LinkedIn with a very polite and personalized message. And here you can express your interest in learning from their experience. I think I mentioned this before, project managers love to talk about project management. So please don't be shy about reaching out to them. Okay, let's move on. So Emily in Boston, she asks, should I start as a project coordinator before becoming a project manager? Or can I just aim for a project manager role directly? So what I'll tell you is that starting as a project coordinator can be a really excellent way to gain foundational skills and experience before stepping into a big PM role. However, if you already have relevant experience and leadership skills, you actually might even qualify for an entry-level PM position. So these are the steps I would take. First, I would evaluate and assess your current skills and your experience. And this is where you're going to determine if you meet the requirements for any project manager roles. Next, go ahead and apply for project coordinator or assistant roles to gain that exposure to PM processes. You want to gain that experience to a variety of activities as a project coordinator or an assistant role. And then I also would recommend that you volunteer for additional responsibilities in your current job to demonstrate your potential. This also builds on your experience. So this is a great way for you to really get into the field is by starting out with project coordinator or assistant roles. Or if you feel like you do have the experience of project manager, go ahead and apply for those. Okay. Let's see. This next one is from Omar in Dallas, Texas. He asks, what soft skills are most important for a project manager and how can I develop them? Guys, this is one of my most favorite subjects because it is critical. Look, everybody can learn from a book, right? We can learn the material from the PMBOK or any type of training, but learning soft skills is such a critical piece of project management. So I love this question. So essential soft skills for a PM, they include things like communication, leadership, problem solving, time management, and the ability to handle conflict. And we've talked about these things in previous episodes quite a bit. So these skills, and I've mentioned this before, they're critical for building relationships. They're critical for managing those teams and ensuring project success. So I really want to emphasize how important they are. So a couple of things I would recommend you do. I recommend you take a communication or a leadership course on platforms like Coursera or Udemy, or you can find any type of association that offers these courses. I also want you to practice active listening, and I want you to provide constructive feedback in your current role. And then I also want you to seek opportunities where you can lead, even maybe in an informal setting, such as team meetings or small projects. All right, we'll do one more question today. And this question is from Sandra in New York. And she asked, I'm currently working as an engineer and I want to transition into project management. How can I leverage my technical background to make that career shift? So what I'll tell you is that your engineering background provides such a strong foundation for project management, especially in industries like construction, IT, or even manufacturing, where your technical knowledge is so highly valued. So focus on building complementary management skills, and I want you to showcase your ability to lead and deliver projects. So what are some things you can do? First, I want you to highlight your experience managing technical projects, troubleshooting, and collaborating with teams. Next thing that would be helpful is gaining certifications like the PMP or the CAPM to enhance your credentials. And then lastly, network with other project managers in your field. And this is where you're going to understand the expectations and opportunities. So it'll give you a much broader view of what you're in for. Well, I really hope that these questions and answers really provide valuable insights and actionable steps if you're really considering a career in project management. I'm guessing that's where you're even here. So my goal is to help you understand everything it takes to get into this really exciting field. So if you have questions that you would like answered, please go ahead and reach out to me. You can reach out to me at sandy@thegoodpmlife.com, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. And please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Good PM Life podcast. It would be so appreciated. And as always, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.